Case number 10614, Design Consultants Group LLC, west of Route 1, 300 feet south of Jefferson Bridge Road, being units 17, 18, 19, 20, 22, and 23 within Bethany Shore, a variance from the side yard setback requirement.
One of those days.
One of those days. Mark Davidson, 18072 Davidson Drive, Milton, Delaware.
Peter Kent, 123 Leopold Court, Plainsburg, Pennsylvania.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Yes, thank you.
Good evening. Mark Davidson with Design Consultants Group, Milton, Delaware. I'm get my mess here straightened out.
It's okay.
I do have a couple of handouts that's based on the boards that I had before you. We're here tonight to ask for a variance from the side yard setback. I'm representing Mr. Theodore Kent, who's with me tonight. He's the president of the condo association for Bethany Shores. The application before you is for six out of eight of the units, for an existing building that's located here at Bethany Shores. The units are 17, 18, 19, 20. 22 and 23. The piece of property is located on the west side of Delaware Route 1, right outside of Bethany Beach. To the north of our property to the north of these townhouse units, and there's 28 of them all together on this site. There's an existing commercial use, it's Caldwell Banker. To the south is the Hickman Beach Plaza West Shopping Center that is located. And to the rear of this property, but certainly not adjacent to these units that we're talking about, is a residential unit that's separated between an existing stormwater management facility that's on site. What I've given you is just some handouts here. Throughout the years of this project being built, Design Consultants Group had prepared the construction plans for the entire site. What I've kind of shown you here is some of the site plans that we've prepared here throughout the years, going from the site plan of the entire 28 units through doing the location survey of the existing 28 units, and then the condo declaration plan that is for this particular building. I can tell you that in the past, and I'll show you on this aerial here, that in the beginning, during this project, this property line here that separates, and I can tell you, this parcel 36 here is owned by the homeowners of the condo association for Bethany Shores. Back in the beginning of this entire project, this was a piece of property that was owned by the state of Delaware. The developer bought it, obtained permits to be able to develop a portion of the property. And this property line at one time came down sort of in this fashion here. We got the permits, site was under construction, and at that time some issues came up regarding the Army Corps of Engineers, the permitting. The existing permit was in place, so in order to solve what was going on out there, the developer at that time came to the realization that, what he did was is he went ahead and took this entire piece of property that was once owned by the state of Delaware, and he removed all the fill, removed everything, put the original property line back, and basically just donated this piece of property, gave the property over to the condo Association. With that said, in the documents here, you'll see that where these units fell was, they fell, the I do show the location survey in here, and that only made the backs of these units 12.9 feet off the actual property line. So only 2.9 feet away from the actual 10-foot building restriction line that was required for this project. Back in 2000, what we are asking for are variances, and there are differences in the variances because each deck is, and it's for the existing decks that are out here. And 6 of the 8 units have already built these decks. They received these building permits, and I can go through this. In 2004, Unit 17. 2006, Units 18 and 19 got their building permits. And 2005, Unit 20, Unit 22 was in 2005. And somewhere between 2008 and 2009, I'm not quite sure exactly when, but Unit 23 got their building permit and had constructed their deck. So each one of the setbacks are different, and the variances are different, and that's the way the application was written. So Unit 17 is asking for a 4.6-foot variance. And I've shown both distances on the site plan. I've shown a 4.6 that it's encroaching over the 10-foot setback line, as well as the distance from the deck to the actual property line. So our variances are for Unit 17 at 4.6 feet, 18 at 7.5 feet, 19 at 7.6 feet, 20 is 4.4 feet, 22 is 3.9, and 23 is 3.9. Again, these decks were... I believe it was Units 18, Mr. Kent can confirm this, that he received a letter that he needed to come and get a variance for the setback for these decks. Again, the part of the, we don't feel that this is going to alter the neighborhood at all. Again, these decks are backing up to an existing wooded site here that is owned by the condo association for Bethany Shores. So there's really no adverse effect that these decks are going to have to any adjacent property owners in which these decks were built to these units. So with that said, that's about. I'll entertain any questions.
All right.
You might have.
Okay. Thank you.
Just that all the other units have decks on them, and we had put decks on ours to be similar to the ones that are already there.
Okay. The ones that are already existing.
Other units, you mean other phases in your
condo? Yes, the other decks within here. Some of them have some porches with smaller decks, but if you look over here at this unit here, they have a similar size deck. The decks,
all these units on the left side have decks, and these as well. These are the only ones that didn't have decks.
And on our site plan, we do show a table here of the size of decks that are on each one of these units. They're roughly 10.9 by 17.8 to 18 feet long. So they're all roughly about the same size deck.
Okay. Well, excuse me. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Burton?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Hearing no questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, I'd like to move that we approve case number 10614, because I don't think it had any adverse effect on the adjoining properties, and it's been there, all the decks have been there for some time.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10614. All those in favor of the motion, use your voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good evening.